Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Jay Pierce.
Here's the WVIK forecast. There's the chance of a few showers and thunderstorms today, especially this morning, and especially around Dubuque. Temperatures today, they're going to be near 75. Dubuque is closer to 70. Maybe a shower or storm overnight. Lows 50 to 55. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Will turn much cooler. Highs near 60. Partial clearing tomorrow night. Lows 45 to 50. Partly sunny for Sunday and cool with highs between 60 and 65. That's the WVIK forecast. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin.
Deere & Company is reporting fiscal second quarter profit of $2.1 billion. On a per-share basis, Deere's net income equates to $6.81. That exceeds analyst expectations of $6.65 a share. The three Democrats running for the party's Senate nomination see a larger role for government in health care, but disagree on how far that should go. That was one of the issues covered in their second debate last night in Iowa. Grant Gerlach has more on where they stand.
The candidates were asked on Iowa PBS how they would vote on a bill to provide universal health coverage through Medicare, which mostly covers older Americans. Glenn Hurst, who works as a doctor in rural western Iowa, says it would fill gaps in coverage.
We can't be taking the Affordable Care Act and expanding it or adding a Medicare option to it. Those are not on the table. They don't work.
Former Congresswoman Abby Finkenauer says she supports making a public option that's like Medicare, but wants to protect existing private insurance plans.
If they have negotiated their health care through their union, through their employer, and they like it, I'm not taking away anybody's health care from any Iowan or any American.
Retired Admiral Mike Franken says he supports a smaller expansion of Medicare for small children and people over 50 years old. The winner of the primary takes on Republican Senator Chuck Grassley in November. I'm Grant Gerlach, IPR News.
A collaboration of three organizations in Davenport will be hosting Scott County's first bilingual forum for supervisor candidates this weekend. Gloria Mancia is with the Excluded and Essential Workers chapter in the city. One of the groups hosting the event, she says many Spanish speakers in Iowa are not informed about political candidates enough to feel confident in voting.
So we want the power of the Hispanic community to come out, to be informed, to be educated, to know their rights, and to be able to make an eligible vote.
Mancia hopes this bilingual forum will inspire other election cycles within the state in the future. About 7% of Scott County identifies as Hispanic or Latino. The bilingual Scott County Supervisor Candidate Forum will be held tomorrow from noon until 1:30 at the Fresh Start Center of Humility Homes and Services, 522 Fillmore Street in Davenport. Iowa State agriculture officials say they are releasing three commercial poultry sites from quarantine restrictions related to bird flu. Katie Pikus reports restrictions had stopped poultry and poultry products from being moved in or out of a farm with an outbreak of avian flu.
Quarantines have been lifted for sites of commercial pullet chickens in Franklin County, commercial turkeys in Hamilton County, and commercial breeding chickens in Humboldt County. The State Department of Ag says they had to meet certain requirements for cleaning, disinfection, and sampling. It's the start of recovery for those sites. Greta Irwin of the Iowa Turkey Federation says the process has been faster than recovery from bird flu 7 years ago.
I really attribute that to better plans, better communication, and better preparation by the farmers.
Farmers at those sites will be able to bring turkeys and chickens back to their barns and get back to production. More than 13 million chickens, turkeys, and backyard birds in Iowa have died this year from bird flu or been killed to stop it from spreading. I'm Katie Pikus, IPR News.
Illinois senior U.S. Senator will deliver the address at Augustana College's 162nd commencement this weekend. Dick Durbin is the fourth Illinois senator to speak at Augustana's graduation, following Adlai Stevenson, Alan Dixon, and Mark Kirk. He's also spoken to students in the past on topics such as education and debt, and has had Augustana students work as interns in his Washington, D.C. office. Augustana's commencement begins at 2 p.m. Sunday at the Taxslayer Center. Doors open to the public at 1:15. The ceremony will be live-streamed on the college's YouTube channel. In sports, the Cubs lost to the Diamondbacks 3-1. Their series continues this afternoon in Chicago. Cardinals lost to the Mets 7-6. The Cards move on to Pittsburgh this evening. The White Sox beat the Royals 7-4. Sox head to New York to play the Yankees tonight. The River Bandits lost to the Dragons 6-5. They were rained out again in the second game of a doubleheader to make up for Wednesday's rainout in Dayton, so they'll try another twin bill today. The Iowa Cubs beat the Clippers 8-2. They'll play again tonight in Des Moines. The Augustana Vikings baseball team plays Aurora this afternoon in the NCAA D3 Regional at Whitewater. And the Steam Wheelers will host the Bismarck Bucks tonight. Two-time Deer Classic winner Jordan Spieth went 2 over par in the first round of the PGA Championship yesterday. He teed off with Tiger Woods, who went 4 over, and Rory McIlroy, who went 5 under and leads by a stroke. Defending Deer champion Lucas Glover went 5 over par. Brian Harman and Zach Johnson each went 4 over. I'm Jay Pierce.